I entitled my message this week, "The Stone is My Witness." Wow, let's think about that. For those of us who maybe haven't seen maybe a fossil or a record of a fossil that's like in a stone, they even found some out in the Grand Canyon and so forth with fish in them and different things. I don't know, maybe that's what telling is about the flood, I don't know. But fossils is when the earth or the resin or the tar around is soft and pliable, usually a watery or a muddy or sticky substance, like a flower or a fern or even a footprint, or a fish, a shell, a feather, maybe it gets trapped in there. And sometimes, suddenly, and sometimes over time, the mud or the clay gets covered in layers of sediment. It then hardens into a rock, imprinting within it a leaf or the flower or bones or a fish or cell or whatever it was. The imprint is there, and it becomes immortalized in stone throughout time. Minerals and carbon and asphalt and amber and freezing and simply mummification, there are many ways in which organic material becomes imprinted upon or within a stone. Now, these stones tell a story about times and places unknown to us many years later. Stones are not just impedance to discard. Stones are stories. Now, each stone holds a story within it. It's a story that maybe had added layers and layers of meaning. The longer they endure, these stones continue to bear life, and through generation and generation. Well, enough about stones, but I wanted to say this. Stones make the very best witnesses. What do you mean by that? Well, think about the resurrection story that I read today and about the angel. And he rolled away the stone from the seal of the tomb with rolling thunder. But the angel does not discard the stone or hurl it into the heavens or smash it to smithereens. No, the angel sits upon it. And the stone is now a witness to an incredible story, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That stone reveals something spectacular had happened. And that God needs the guards and the women and the disciples to see it all, an empty tomb. But more than that, to witness to a resurrected Jesus, giving us victory in life, victory in Jesus. Yes, the story of Jesus' resurrection is revealed in the moving of that stone. In God's quest to save all peoples, God leaves no stone unturned. So the story of God's salvation is etched into stone, revealed in stone, witnesses to and by all the stones of the earth. And all the earth tells the story of God's goodness and glory. It says in Psalm 19, verse 1, "When the heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the works of his hand." Jesus the Son is like God the Father, creator, an artist of stone who can write in stone the story of salvation with one finger. Who can create humankind with the works of his holy hands? Whose angel sets upon the stone of salvation that signifies God's victory day? So with God's victory of resurrection, Jesus has transformed stone to witness, sealed to foundation, the tomb, the holy sepulcher. With his salvation, he has transformed the hardened hearts of unbelievers and made them witnesses to God's glory. Faith is born in the hands of the divine sculptor. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 says, "I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." Remove the stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Wow, God is just not the inventor or the creator, not just any architect or builder. God didn't just create us from clay and mud and leave us to our own device. God is also a healer who removes piercing stones from a hardened heart and restores us to flesh and blood in our own resurrection moment. God is an archaeologist who removes the sediment from our aching hearts. The story of sin and doubt and shame releases our lives from heaviness of death to live and witness to the lightness of grace and glory. God's a sculptor who creates us from the stone slab of sullied mud lives. New tenderness and beauty with God's ever-powerful hands molding us and shaping us, reforming us in mercy and grace. God the Creator sees the child within us that God the Father made with His own hands. Sculpture, too, is made from stone, given new life, new form, new grace. You know, we know about the statue of David that Michelangelo did, and it was a real life-size story and a stone, a piece of stone that became a statue of David. And he asked how he did it. He said, well, something like that. He said, you know, I kept chipping away at the stone until I saw King David. I think that tells us something. Michelangelo said about sculpturing, which changes, perhaps, the way that we look at stone. He said, every block of stone has a statue inside, and it's the task of the sculptor to discover it. In the case of his own sculpture of the angel Michelangelo, he said, I saw the angel in the marble, and I carved until I set him free. I think God the artist and the divine sculptor who created humans from clay and water, who sculptured us into His divine image and who breathed life into us. We're already beautiful and full of life, amen? But sometimes our hearts become hardened as stones and we become enslaved and ensconed in our own prisons. And it's up to God to chip away at our sins, to break through the walls and to recreate us and to reform us so that we can be released again from our bondage, a bondage of our own making, and brought back into the glorious and magnificent life. This is the gift of Jesus. This is the gift of the resurrection. Jesus frees us from our captivity in formless, meaningless existence and restores us to true life, to authenticity and to beauty. Jesus, the craft maker, the creator, our builder, our architect, our divine sculptor, specializes in stone masonry. Now He removes the stones that inhibit us, the calcifications, you know, when the calcium builds up on our hearts and hardens us, and He releases us from that, which is as beautiful as the day we were created. Jesus, with His gift of resurrection, releases us to our own inherited livingness, if that's a word, living stones. Stones are not just impedance. Stones can be an artist's joy, ready to be remolded and broken and shaped and reformed. And stones can be witness to the glory of God's creativity, revealing something even greater than a story set in stone. What's a great story that's set in stone? A life that is set free. For we are living stones, which is hidden and will soon be revealed. So when Jesus spoke to His disciples in the weeks before His crucifixion, He told them that the great temple in Jerusalem would someday fall, but that in 3 days He would rise up God's temple in a new way. Now, Jesus wasn't speaking not only about His own resurrection, for each of His disciples would become living stones fitted into that foundation that Jesus, living witness to the Jesus way, the truth, and the life. And tellers of God's story and faithful followers of His covenant. In a sense, that stone rolled away as a symbol of God's foundation, the Messiah stone, Jesus and Jesus' resurrection victory. The story of that victory, God's resurrection story. We will serve the foundation of the church of the living God, Jesus Christ. For the church is a witness. It's a witness to all the living stones. You and I, or all who are here today, continue to tell and celebrate the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and God's eternal victory. We hold a faith within us that can move mountains of rock, a faith that resurrection power of God. For when God moved a sealed boulder from the mouth of the tomb, God released Jesus from the clutches of death. took back the power from those who would thwart him and declare himself the Lord of life to all who has witnesses. Now, I don't think it's any mistake that the angel moved that stone in the presence of the guards, not the disciples, but Romans, not the Jews, but the Gentiles. And with the moving of that stone, God declared that all nations will be one people, all invited into the tablet of the Lord. Surely this is the Son of God, said the centurion at the moment of Jesus' death. Surely we have seen God. The father of Samson said that he has sacrificed to God on an altar of stone. The stone death had become the stone of witness. The tomb of death has become God's story of life. For we are the church, the living stones of the resurrection, and the witnesses of the greatest moment in human history, God's resurrection miracle. Jesus is alive. He is risen. He is the story of salvation, and he is the story of hope. Have you tried to block him? You know, resurrection says God seeks and finds your beauty no matter what barriers you put in place. Have you ever sealed your soul in the tomb or shelter? You know, resurrection says God sets you free no matter how deep your soul has been hidden in that formless heart of stone. Easter. The world calls this Easter, but it's all about the resurrection, and it's all about releasing all the living stones. That means every one of us to be God's temple in the world. The God who made the world and everything in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. Acts chapter 17, verse 24. Don't you know that you yourself are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in your midst? Resurrection says God leaves no stone unturned to unleash and to release your life. Easter, Resurrection Sunday, is nothing more nor less than faith moving and removing stones. Christ is risen today. Easter is the hinge of history, the point in time where the world said to love and life. You know, you see people, comedians and different things, or speakers, and they want to make a point, and they hold the microphone in their hand. And I'm not going to do that today because it makes a noise. But that was the whole point. They would say something, and then God would say something, or they would something, and they would try to make the point in the original drop the mic moment. God did something else. God did resurrection. And God did life. It says in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 17. I want to read that to you because I want to give you something that it refers to. It says, anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and to understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Everyone who is victorious will eat of the manna that has been hidden away in heaven. And I will give to each one a white stone, and on that stone will be engraved a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. Well, this is Resurrection Sunday, and I want to give each and every one of you a white stone to think about this particular Resurrection Sunday known as Easter. And if you have never made that decision for Christ, you can look at that stone and say, Jesus, I need a new name. I want to be a part of your kingdom, and I want you to come into my life and be Lord over it. And you can keep this white stone sort of like a memento to think about your life with Christ every day. A new name, a name called the Child of the Living God, sealed with a white stone. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful day.